9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Turn there, I'm not forgotten. Look away. Look
okay,
away.
I'm here. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, my microphone was in the wrong position. This is Firearms Monday, and we're back, our second hour. Our prepper tip today is to properly maintain your optics, all your optics. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters at DesertEagleShooters.com. And Jimmy, we've got a caller and holder. We've got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning,
Hello,
Jimmy.
Glenn.
Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, we've got you.
Okay. Okay, very good. Okay, you mentioned the possibility of somebody losing his or her life down at this thing at the border. Well, a couple of things. I would remind you that Kent State was started by someone with a starter pistol. And then I would say that the organizers of this thing have no intention of allowing the U.S. government to claim the first blood advantage in this thing. If necessary, they will shoot one or more of their own and blame the United States government so that they can claim the first blood advantage and vilify the government, the U.S. government.
Right. You're right, Glenn. I've been saying that publicly for a better part of 2 weeks now. The ideal thing as far as the criminals are concerned, the Soros people, would be to have it appear that Americans have shot the illegal aliens, and then also have the appear that the illegal aliens shot Americans, to really get maximum distress and coverage and so forth out of this.
Yep. The first blood advantage, the claim to victimhood. They're going to make sure it's theirs. That advantage is theirs.
Now, here's a photo I'm seeing as a Reuters photograph of a male illegal alien with a baseball-sized rock in each hand held down at his side. A baseball-sized rock can kill a human being. There's no doubt about that. Of course it can.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, that's the subject we're going to talk to in the future, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be slings, slingshots, other options like that for tools. But this situation that's going on, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, the video shows these individuals running up to the fence with the rocks in their hands, just like John was talking about there. That is pre-intention. This is planned, ladies and gentlemen. And the organizers on the other side, now Mexico's saying they're going to deport 500 of these individuals that participated in this over the weekend. Wait to be seen, and I want the proof that it was them. But, Glenn, you're very, very right. And like John said, we've been thinking this in the back of our minds. It was brought up at the gun show several times, John, about the possibility/probability of this happening. And I don't know. It's a very nervous, cautious feeling that we should have, ladies and gentlemen, about what's going on. One soldier goes down, and it's going to be incredibly interesting.
Well, and let's not forget the ones hurling rocks see themselves as the David, coming against the big old meanie Goliath. You know, somehow, yes. I mean, they're the invaders, but somehow they're the poor little Davids. And it's also, the situation is also very analogous to how Israel has to deal with the Palestinian incursions from Gaza, you know. And even when in that situation, even when they have rockets and lob them over, most of the time nobody gets hurt. These, you know, so we're talking about an armed populace, but, you know, then they also use, the primitive weapons. They'll have teenagers throwing rocks and stuff like that. So of course any big mean soldier with a helmet and body armor who shoots someone throwing a rock, he's going to be the big meanie, even though John makes the point the rock is a lethal weapon. The sympathies are always going, the media is always going to say, look at this poor little rock thrower being shot by a big meanie with a gun. So it's very hard. I personally would like to see them mobilize things more like the sound cannon and LRAD and stuff like that, little microwave things. The non-lethal crowd control things, I'd like to see some of that put into use.
Yeah, but anyway. Well, I'm a really big fan of non-lethal tear gas. And what I understand, John, and this was from the young men I talked to at the Border Patrol, at the gun show. I didn't ask the question. Somebody standing next to me that is well-trusted as well asked the question, what level of tear gas are they using? What level? I mean, is it like the civilian level that'll whimper you up a little bit, or is it like what we got trained with in the military that the slightest contact with it's going to drive you, you know, to your knees? And the young man made the comment that they have military grade, combat grade tear gas that has been issued in the last 2 weeks.
So that's good.
President Trump is indeed taking this very, very seriously.
Right. Let's also not forget, I remember the words of Jesus when he said, strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. You take out the big guy and the little ones fall. Okay, so if they can compromise the United States border, it is a major blow worldwide against the concept of nationalism national borders, sovereign rights of nation states, and the right to defend their borders. If they can take down the shepherd, then all the other little nations will fall too. European borders. This is effectively a war on the concept of nation state sovereignty and the maintenance of borders. It is an attempt to create a borderless world. And that's
exactly.
No small thing.
Malaysian,
all right, that's all I have to say,
gentlemen. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
John brought up a point. I mean, Glenn brought up a point there, John. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got to remember, earlier this year, John and I were discussing Hamas on the Mexican side of the border. We were discussing Arab camps and training centers 25, 30 miles from El Paso, Texas. We were discussing Border Patrol finding Qurans and prayer rugs and things like that in the middle of the desert in Arizona. Ladies and gentlemen, the cartels started working hand-in-hand with the terrorists years ago. So now, they're not cartels, they're terrorists. And by the training that they're using, we could have anywhere along that border individuals that are inciting these people, pulling some of those 500 people that were there yesterday back, and they're saying, man, you did really good. You did really great. Let's show you how to use a hand grenade. Let's explain to you how to build an IED. Let's show you how to, utilize a zip gun. Whatever, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm speculating. I'm opining, as some people on the radio say. But the fact of the matter is this, ladies and gentlemen, we know they're there. I think we kind of slid it into the back corner of our mind and stopped thinking about it. So I think it's time, John, that our listeners and our listeners' friends, and if they want to go to the archives, pull this up, record it, edit it if they want. Just go to the certain parts that you want people to understand or hear. We've got to get our listeners, John, and everybody else awake. This could happen anytime, anywhere this season, and like I said, people's guards are going to be down.
Well, this is going to go down one of two ways. This will be part of this matter at Tijuana, and the rest of the border will be major news for the next week or so, and quietly go away. Or the Soros-funded, paid, trained protesters will make this a nationwide event causing civil disorder nationwide. I don't believe there's going to be a third choice here, Jimmy.
No, sir, I don't think so. I do believe you're correct. It's going to be one extreme or the other. Sorry about that. I had to get something to drink.
Well, here's another thing. Here's another thing to consider. And when I say Soros, I mean the communist Democrats. Quite frankly, that's what they are. The Democrats are communists, and the communists are Democrats. They know, because they've got their focus groups. They may be evil, but they're also very smart. They know that President Trump will probably be reelected in 2 years. They know that Republicans will probably get control of the House of Representatives back in 2 years. They know that if those two things happen, and they most likely will happen, that their plans to destroy this country will be wrecked for a generation because of President Trump bringing the military back, getting rid of the homosexuals that are in the military, building military back up, getting federal judges appointed that will be in place for decades into the future. They know their plans will be wrecked for a generation, 20-plus years into the future. They know that they'll never be, that the U.S. will never be weaker than it is right now on Monday, the 26th of November, and only getting stronger. And they know that they're as strong now as they may ever be. So striking soon while the iron is hot would really be to their advantage, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. I agree wholeheartedly. And yesterday for devotion, at the gun shows every Sunday morning, we gather around, normally over by James's table. And
he's the guy with the free coffee, right?
No, that's us.
Oh, that's us. Okay, you bring the free coffee. Okay.
Yep. We got a 30-cup pot that sits right there on the edge of the table. And never charge a dime for it, and it's amazing how many people will get a cup of coffee and throw $5 in. We're not Starbucks, but I tell you what, people appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, my devotion for yesterday morning, which, of course, we were late getting there because my gas gauge in the car decided to burp, and we ran out about 5 miles south of town. But
you ran out of fuel?
Yeah, I did. My gas gauge said that we had 3/4 of a tank when we left the house.
Oh, no.
And we're driving along, and all of a sudden the low fuel light comes on, and I look up at the gas gauge and watch it fall to empty.
Oh, no.
We made it about 10 miles further after that, but still we're short of the gas station.
Oh, no.
So I need to go back and chastise myself much better than I did yesterday about my one rule about not letting it get below half, ever. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. I did it. But getting back to yesterday, my devotional was going to be on God and God's timing. And the point that I was going to make is in Matthew and in Luke, both talking about the end times, Jesus says that lest God shorten the time, no man would survive. And more than once in the Bible, God puts someone in place that changes the timeline. It's just the way God works. You know, man is really trying. He's been marked for destruction. God's already given him a timeline, okay, this generation or whatever. And simply because they're trying, I mean, they're seriously on their knees, and they're talking to God, and they're really trying. God says, okay, because they're doing this, I'm not going to wipe them all out right now. And send them a leader, send them weather, whatever it is that is required, he's going to do it. And my point that I was going to make yesterday was, I think that's what God's done with us, ladies and gentlemen, with Trump. By every person out there on the Democratic side that is still refusing to accept an election, they cannot believe that Hillary Clinton is not president. Especially being beaten by an individual that is not a politician. And I see God's hand in that all over the place. But my point was going to be, in those same situations in the Bible, several times, the tribe, whatever it was, the city, whatever it was that God was going to destroy and then put it off a little bit, goes back to their old ways and winds up getting annihilated anyway. So, you know, my point was going to be, pray every day for our president. Pray every day for those that are in power that make decisions. And pray without ceasing that our country can continue on the right road of improving so God doesn't pull the plug on us. In doing that, ladies and gentlemen, we have to practice. If you're going to be a concealed carrier, if you are going to have the means in your home.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. All right. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, wish I was in the land of cotton, old town there. I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 26th of November. This is Firearms Monday. We take questions, calls, and comments, anything related to the gun culture, legislation, and so forth. The call number is 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. What I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, number one, if we are going to maintain the means, either on our person or in our homes, to protect our family, to protect our friends, not to protect our property, but to prevent loss of life. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to train and we need to be as confident and competent and proficient with our weapons as we possibly can. It just, it's common sense that in order to eliminate the possibilities of problems or injury to someone that is not intended to be injured, it is up to us to keep that level of training, keep that level of proficiency, most of all, keep that level of marksmanship, to the highest standard that we can. Second thing, ladies and gentlemen, if you go over to DesertEagleShooters.com, on the left side, partway down the page, not very far, you'll see a link to Second Call Defense. Ladies and gentlemen, for an individual, for $15 a month, you can protect your family and everything that you own from being taken from you and given to someone less desirable because you had to defend your family. You'd be in the right. You can have done everything perfectly well. The police could have called you, you know, a hero. But I still guarantee you that you're going to have somebody try to sue you. It's going to happen. So please, go over, click on it, go take a look at the programs and everything. Husband and wife team is less than $20. Go take a look at it. Maybe make an annual gift, a gift of it annually to your daughter or your son or family or whatever. I don't care. But please, at least take a look at it and consider it, because with our ambulance-chasing lawyers that we have in abundance in the United States, someone's going to try to sue you if you have to try to protect your family. They're going to decide that they have the right to take what is yours and use it for themselves.
I've seen that happen. I've been part of the defense team in exactly that situation, and it does happen. It's not a fantasy. We got a caller and holder. We got Johnny in Kansas. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, sir.
Hey. Good morning, guys. It's an amazing conversation, and the point that keeps sticking in my head is, how do we know any of this information coming up off the border is truth? Because the people are not there doing their own investigations on what's going on. We're not doing it in a marshaled, organized fashion, like is mandated in our founding papers. The militia and the grand jury are supposed to be hand in hand. The militia should never be seen until we have such a dire emergency that weapons have to be produced. Up until that point, you have grand jury investigations. Now, the legal profession has stolen this from us. Not just the bad ones, all of them. So why don't they step off to the side to let the grand juries come back into place?
Well, grand juries can take place. Grand juries take place after the fact, not in the middle of turmoil. They take place after the fact, when it's all over.
That's your court organized federal grand juries.
No, and local
grand
jury, also.
The people's grand juries operate in real time.
What's the people's grand jury is, Johnny? I don't know what that is.
The people's grand jury is people organized, studying, doing the bookwork it takes to understand the situation, but staying in motion while all this stuff is created. This deal with the border has been created over the last 20 years, y'all. This is the last gasp effort of our federal criminals keeping their position of power over us.
These criminals coming from Honduras, what's it got to do with our federal officials?
Well, I can use the example of what
John.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
What I think he's referring to, John, is, as you were mentioning earlier, the Soros, the deep state, funding this. We've all discussed, you know, who funded the water trucks for these people? How did they get their supplies? I think, is that where I'm at, Johnny? Is that's what you're referring to on the invasion part of this?
To a certain degree, absolutely. And Soros is just the next persona. What was his name? Can't think of the Secretary of State that turned us over to Saudi Arabia. I keep thinking Alexander Haig, but that ain't right. Anyway, he was Soros working in the background up to that point, making all these trade deals with Timor and Saudi Arabia for the petrodollar. Before that, we had Rockefeller and Hearst and all of them pushing this technocracy down upon us in the early 1900s. That's what I grew up through. And before that, you could just keep rolling it back. It was the strong central government, strong bankers. And the lawyers will protect them because the bankers pay them. It all boils down to that almighty dollar.
Well done.
But when the people are in there paying attention to what's going on in their local areas, and we get 30,000 small towns across this country doing that, the deep state ain't got a chance. They can do everything they want outside the borders, and then we start identifying the criminals that are causing problems in our neighbors, our relatives. They are our relations, folks. They're all our relations. And the more that Donald Trump makes this country into Israel, walls it up, it kills people when they try to come in.
His responsibility is to enforce. He took an oath to defend this country. That's what he's doing, and it's what he should be doing.
He took an oath to defend the Constitution, support.
That's right. And that's the
maintain
same thing.
The Constitution, not this country.
Precisely.
No, the country is the people. Constitution is the government.
And the laws enacted by Congress is part of that.
The Constitution is what the people told the government they're supposed to be doing. The law comes from the people. And the people are supposed to put down the law that they say
by Congress is what his duty is to defend.
Exactly. And our power is in the House. And the Senate has to go along with the House because they control the purse strings. But the Senate gets to build the business.
Johnny, if you could, would you go over to my website, DesertEagleShooters.com, and drop me an email? And I'd like to discuss this with you a little bit more off the show.
Oh, absolutely.
But if I could, we've got about 30 minutes, and I've got a couple of points I'd like to bring up before the show's over this week.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jimmy. I appreciate the time, John. You all have a blessed day.
Okay, Johnny. Thank you. Well, we missed the bottom of the hour break, so I'm just going to kind of do an ad hoc bottom of the hour break, reminding people that my website is thelibertyman.com. Lots of interesting things there, more interesting things to come. We're looking at another redo of my website, probably mid-December, which is a little over 2 weeks away. In the meantime, things that will inform you and educate you there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Plus, my Black Friday sale ends at midnight tonight, $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the difference manually. So check that out at my website at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Don't ask them about the Black Friday sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. That toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. And let's do continue, Jimmy.
All right, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, he brought up another point, and I'm glad he did, because God works in interesting ways. The other conversation that came up this weekend at the gun show was the militias. And for the first time here in New Mexico, in probably 4 or 5 years, there was more conversation at this gun show, John, about what happened to the New Mexico militia, what happened to the guys that we used to hear from and talk to all the time and work with information on and build networks with. And it looks like Desert Eagle Shooters may be kind of a clearinghouse point for getting people reconnected again and everything. So it's going to be interesting, John. And one of the guys that was there was from Arizona, and we had another gentleman that was there, he was out of Oklahoma. He was actually visiting family here and knew about the gun show and brought some stuff with him and had a table. But ladies and gentlemen, we're in a situation right now Democrats think they're winning, and that's the worst thing to have, is an enemy that assumes they have won, and you have to do what they say, and they're going to make life really, really bad for a lot of people, intentionally or unintentionally. And this holiday season, everything, don't let everything get in your way. Continue your training. Yeah, everybody may want to go shopping on Saturday morning, but you already had plans, as you do every Saturday morning, to go to the range for a little bit. Tell them you'll meet them at lunch. Do whatever it is. Do not interrupt your training program. Again, your dry fire practice at home. Don't let that slack off. Yeah, Christmas parties. Yeah, this. Yeah, that. Do not neglect your training, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to stay on our toes. We've got to prepare, for lack of a better term. That's all it is, John. We have to stay prepared. And, you know, through the year, we've talked about pellet rifles. We've talked about crossbows. We've talked about regular hunting bows, long bows, recurve bows, compound bows, anything that can be used to feed the family or protect yourself, because legally they actually do fall under firearms. And, by the way, John, one of our friends at the gun show brought something this time that I came home with, and mainly for my own collection, but I intend to use it at least a little bit. But it is a antique, about 75 to 80-year-old, 62-inch flatbow that he has had since he was a kid. And so I'll be building a new bowstring for it and taking it out and playing with it a little bit. But, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time of year. People buy gifts. People look for an excuse to give you something. Make a list of what you want. Earlier we were talking about gift certificates. The reason I brought that up is a local gun shop there in Roswell, John. One of our vendors there works there part-time, and I was chit-chatting with him, and he says, this lady come in, asked to speak to the owner, and which he was behind the counter somewhere. He wasn't sitting in an office of a desk. And she went over and says, look, my husband wants some stuff that you've got down here, and I hear him talk about this, and I hear him talk about, I have the foggiest idea what he's talking about. Is there a way that you can charge my card, or I can give you a check or something like that of X number of dollars that he can have an account. He can have, you know, like a gift certificate. And he said the owner looked at her and thought for a minute, and she goes, you know, I've never, ever thought about doing that, but that's a great idea. So what they did was they opened an actual account for this person, and he has to show his ID. There's no one else can get into it. Show his ID when he goes to the checkout, and they look and see how much money's in his account, and whatever his purchases are, they apply it to that. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a perfect thing for you to do. Go down to your son's favorite gun shop or whatever. Keeping it local, you know, we're supporting our local businesses here. I don't think you can do this on the internet, really, and hopefully, I hope not. I'd like to keep it local. But go down there and say, hey, my husband, you know, if there's a lot of things in here he'd like. You know him, you know, he's Jerry Wanderer, and I don't know what to buy him. Can I open an account for him with $300 in it, that he can spend any way he wants in here? And I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, they'll find a way to do it.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And that way, it is the best win-win, win-win-win, because now the individual that you bought it for has got total control of what they get. And two, the business is saying, wow, that's a great idea. Maybe we should advertise that we can do that, which bring some money into the radio station for new advertisements and bring some money in to a guy that does the announcements on the radio that the radio station hires to do that. So by one little thing, we sit there and help build our economy locally. It's a great idea. It's a great concept. Pitch it out there to your friends and family, ladies and gentlemen, and let them take the ball and run with it. You've got a favorite gun shop there, don't you, John?
Oh, yeah, I do. Absolutely. Yep. And thing to keep in mind, most of these shops have limited inventory. They can order anything that you want and typically get it in 3 to 5 days at the most.
Oh, yeah. And that's like us. In fact, last night I was up a little bit late getting a couple of orders in because there are always, at the gun shows, we'll have somebody that wants something that we don't have, but give me a little bit of time to find it, quote you a good price on it, and we'll have it on order. I've got to figure out what's going on between me and one of our listeners. I've tried twice to send her information on the Oops kits for her AR platforms, and I've sent it. It said it's gone, but I'm getting emails back from her. Did you get my message? So I'm probably going to have to break down and call her because I think she left her phone number on one of the emails. But if not, Tracy, if you're listening, give me a call today in a couple of hours and let me go over this with you. They've got several guns they want to get their Oops kits for. And that's something also, lady, great stocking stuff. You can spend as little as $20 at your local gun shop or through us or whatever. I don't care. Like I've said before, John, I don't care if our listeners buy from me or not. I would prefer if they can to utilize their local shops if they're a good and decent shop, straight and up front. But if not, we can help them out. But you can get them a nice little Oops kit for their AR or for their shotgun or whatever. And that way they can always keep the gun running if something simple or silly happens. I've had a lot of requests, John, from individuals on Oops kits for the semi-automatics, M&Ps, Glocks, and stuff like that. Ladies and gentlemen, truthfully, on a semi-automatic, your Oops kit is going to consist of two things, a new firing pin and a new firing pin spring. And I've turned down several pieces of business, John, because it is so much simpler, ladies and gentlemen, for you to go into your local shop and tell them that you need a firing pin and firing pin spring for this particular handgun. And they'll order it in, and that consists of your Oops kit for the semi-automatics. Now, revolvers, that is they're really and truthfully is not an Oops kit for those. The best thing I can say is keep a complete spare parts kit on hand, because with revolvers, there are so many little things that can break that it just makes it really difficult to have what might break when it does break. So the best thing I can say is a complete set of springs for revolvers and screws and such like that. But now your rifles and equipment like that, ladies and gentlemen, yes, always have extra components. Trigger well components, fire control components are most critical. And that comes in what we call an Oops kit. And that's exactly what it is. You're cleaning your gun, and you set it down on the table, and a spring falls out and rolls across the floor and hits the carpet. Say goodbye to the spring. don't try vacuuming them up. You will find it, but you'll never recover it. All kinds of things like that, ladies and gentlemen. So, Tracy, if you're listening, give me a holler today, please, and I'll go over with you what I've got and where we're at. And there were a couple of others out there, John, that have emailed me or called me from time to time on stuff, and we've discussed them, and I found some answers, but I don't know how to contact them anymore. So please, if you have talked to us about Oops Kits and things like that, drop us an email. Let me know what we were talking about, and I can pick it up and run from there. Optics, ladies and gentlemen. This time of year, excellent reason to look into getting that loved one or that good friend or whatever night vision. John and I have discussed it many, many, many times on the show. And night vision is probably the most critical piece of high-tech equipment anyone could own. And I mean critical in an absolute, it can feed your family by finding the deer at night, to it can protect your family to find the bad guy coming over the wall and trying to get into your daughter's bedroom. Night vision is out there, and what I recommend, if you're torn between buying a rifle scope, night vision, or standalone monocular, I recommend getting the rifle scope, because the rifle scope can be used as a standalone monocular. And plus, you will have the benefits of range finding and everything else with the rifle scope that you won't have with a monocular. And the double night vision headsets that you can buy, and John, these things start at about $2,300 and go up from there. And those are really nice, but ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, unless you're going to be on patrol in your neighborhood with four or five other people every night, put the money somewhere else. Just buy ammunition, buy a new gun, buy new gun cases, cleaning gear, I don't care. But yes, they are cool. Yes, they are really, really neat. Yes, I have ordered them for people. And they don't use them but one time. And the horror of that, ladies and gentlemen, is this. You have this beautiful $7,000 piece of equipment. So you get it in, you put new batteries in it, you go out that night, you walk around and stumble in the dark because you're getting used to these things. And it's really cool. And John, they come back in, put it in the travel bag, put it up on the gun safe, and it sits there for years. And then the point in time, ladies and gentlemen, when you do need it, you can put it on, you can turn it on, you can see what you're doing, but you didn't train with it, and you didn't learn all of the ups and downs, pun intended, of walking at night with those things on, trying to find your way in the dark. I guarantee you, if there's anything out there from a golf ball-sized rock obstruction all the way up to a short fence, you're going to trip, you're going to fall, you're going to hurt yourself learning to use these things. And if you're going to spend that money, buy a good night vision scope, put it on your rifle, get them dialed in, learn how to use it, get very, very proficient with it, become a marksman with it, and then take that extra money and either invest it into other optics, ammunition, reloading, I don't care. But please, really, really consider the purchases you're going to make on night vision. Some of them are really cool, but you have to ask yourself, do I need this $5,000 unit, or can I call Jimmy and get the $600 ATN night vision scope and be better off? It's your choice. If you have any questions, you've got any concerns, you run into a really good deal that's too good to be true, whatever, go over to DesertEagleShooters.com, drop us an email, and we will help you through your situation if we can. I want our listeners to be wise stewards of their money. But more importantly, I want them to be wise stewards of their family, because most people really won't admit it, but that's why we do what we do. We'll become better hunters. We'll become better outdoorsmen. We'll become better reloaders.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. We got our last break here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, here on Monday, the 26th of November. Yes, we're visiting with Jimmy Gensling. This is Firearms Monday. Jimmy's website is DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, this has been a fast 2 hours. We're down to the last 3 minutes here, sir.
Yes, sir, and I think we've kind of run the gamut on subjects and everything today. By the way, I want to throw something out to our listeners that are fans of black powder. For years, my go-to for pieces, parts, hits, whatever, has always been Dixie Gunworks. And over the weekend, a friend of mine that introduced me to his, I guess it was his brother-in-law, but he's a big black powder fan. And we were talking this and that and a few other things. And I mentioned Dixie Gunworks, and he goes, oh, man, he says, I got away from them several years ago. And I was like, seriously, why? He had found a new place, John, and for our listeners, the website is www.trackofthewolf.com. And what they are is basically the same thing as Dixie Gunworks. They've got books, they've got materials, they've got parts, pieces, kits, whatever it is that you're interested in black powder or black powder cartridge guns, they got it.
They have cannons like Dixie Gunworks?
You know, I actually haven't looked that up yet. I haven't looked to see if they've got cannons. But
I just wondered.
No, I'm
at their website here. I see guns. I don't see a separate listing for cannons.
And their prices are very reasonable. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're into black powder, I recommend go take a look at this place. It really does. It's, you know, if nothing else, it's another asset that we have when we do need parts or pieces or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, I want everybody to have a very safe week. We'll be back next week. We'll have new things to talk about. And ladies and gentlemen, just please be on your best behavior watching around you. Keep track of everything that's going on. I want, really and truthfully, to be able to have our friends and our family be with us next week and the next several months and years and everything else. We don't want anyone to come to harm this season. So please, keep your eyes open. Think about different things that you can do for those of your friends that are a member of the gun culture and also part of your family. Just take care of
Jimmy, thank you. We're out of time,
sir.
See you
next week.
That's it for the day. Medical, yes, sir. Medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils, now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your gun. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network.